world-famous Phil Henry Show at the El Pacifico here in Southern California, along with General Galen Shaw, Margaret Gray, and Bud Dickman. I'm Phil Henry. And tonight we're going to deal with a variety of people that we've had on the show before. I don't think they've ever been on together. We have Bobby Dooley at the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We'll also be talking with Robert Green from Bob Green's Meats and Greens, and we'll have as well Miles Flanagan, who is a wholesaler that does a lot of business with Bobby. He wholesales meats primarily. And let me just see who I have. Bobby there?
Yeah, Phil. Bob Green here in Anaheim.
And Mr. Flanagan?
Right. Miles Flanagan here, Phil.
And Bobby. Okay. Bobby, you there?
Yes, Phil. I'm hearing some music or something in the background.
Right. We can pot that down, bud.
Yeah. I'm going to pot it down right now.
Because I'm hearing... I can hear you fine.
Okay. What I wanted to talk with all of you guys about, if I could, is this... I don't know. Who should lead off? Because I'm not even... Margaret...
Let me say this. Bobby, are you there?
Yeah, I've been here for the last 15 minutes.
All right, I'm sorry. You are having a barbecue of sorts at Western Estates, correct?
Yes, we're going to be having our annual homeowners Halloween Spookorama. And what we have along with Spookorama is we have the barbecue.
All right, and so Bobby, I think, was ordering steaks from Mr. Green.
Okay, Bob, you're there.
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil.
Okay, Ms. Dooley ordered steaks from you, but you ordered steaks from Miles Flanagan?
Phil, Miles Flanagan.
Hold on, Miles. He asked me.
I know, but I'm the one that delivered the steaks.
Well, that's where we got into a problem, because he said to me, you want me to deliver a load of meat to this woman, Dooley?
No, I did not.
Okay, hold on for a minute.
That's what I heard.
Mr. Henry, this is Steve Dooley. I don't want a load of meat delivered to my wife unless, of course, I am...
No, hold on. Everybody just hold on.
Look, Mr. Dooley, this guy was a pain in the ass, right?
Hold on for a minute, everybody. Put them all down. Get them under control.
Yeah, everybody is. Bud Dickman, producer of the Mr. Henry Show. Give me the phone, will you, for crying out loud. Who do I have on the phone right now?
It's Bobby Dooley, Phil.
Okay. I also want to get on the phone here, Mr. Flanagan, who I know is at the Cromer... No, not the Cromer building. That's in Chicago. Is that... Mr. Flanagan, is that you?
This is Bob Green, Phil.
Miles Flanagan right here, Phil.
All right. Everybody, let's just calm down. I want to get the story straight here. Ms. Dooley, who is the Homeowners Association president at Western Estates in Western Hills, West Hills, California, Ms. Dooley wanted to order some steaks. Am I right about that?
Well, Phil, what I...
Hold on. If you wouldn't mind, Ms. Dooley, let me just...
My wife wants to know why the load of meat...
Would you guys just hold on and let me talk to them?
This is the problem we had, Mr. Henry. This man, Mr. Dooley, he kept screaming about a load of meat getting delivered to his wife.
That was the joke that we traded. And Ms. Dooley, unfortunately, overheard it.
I heard these gentlemen say, yeah, her name is Bobby Dooley. Let's go ahead and deliver a load of our meat.
Yeah, I heard that, too. And
Steve, would you just...
All right, so how is it that Ms. Dooley overheard this? Were you guys talking? What was going on?
We were on a conference call with Ms. Dooley to order steaks, chops, some seafood for this Spookorama barbecue they were going to have. And it most unfortunately... the conference call line stayed hot as Miles said.
No. Miles didn't say. You were the.
You said, do we deliver the load of meat? And I said, yes. Let's give Ms. Dooley a load of meat she'll never forget. And both of us laughed.
I admit to laughing, yes.
And I did too. I overheard all of this.
Okay, well, there's your problem right there. The fact that you two guys are so unprofessional, you don't know how to do a conference call and how to mute people.
Henry, I didn't come on here to be lectured.
You guys requested the airtime so you could get this out on the table so that you don't suffer any kind of a public relations problem, so that you can let everybody know what's going on, so that you can continue doing business. Ms. Dooley, who is threatening to go to the media anyway, will be satisfied. Is that correct, Bobby?
Well, what do you mean by satisfied? Steve,
give you a load of meat.
Sit down over there.
Oh, my God.
Sit down over there before I
kick your ass.
Okay.
Yes, you went. Yeah, Ms. Dooley, you went butch. You got pissed off, Mr. Dooley. You got pissed off at Mr. Dooley, the guy you're married to. Give me the phone, will you? Bobby, we can't have that, okay? Are the other two gentlemen there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
I'm right here, Mr. Henry. Was that a woman?
Yes, it was me. I was getting angry at my husband.
Okay, everybody calm down. Ms. Dooley can get angry sometimes, and it does change the tenor of her voice. Is Mr. Dooley not anywhere near the phone?
Steve, just stay there.
Okay. I'll never do anything again.
Yeah, he's over there. He's licking his wounds or he's licking something. Look at that. You know, I'm the only woman in the world who, after I chastise my husband, I wheel about, look back at him, and he's licking his own balls. I'm only kidding.
All right. If they're not serious...
I think she is, Phil. I think she was trying to tell a joke to sort of get the pressure off. Yeah, it sounds like she's... sounds like everybody's nervous.
Ms. Dooley.
So she said, lick his own balls?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Hey, gentlemen, we're on the air now.
Sorry.
Sorry, Phil. Phil, I'm very sorry. I didn't... I should have been a lot more judicious in the way what I told the joke about Steve.
Yeah, we got it, Ms. Dooley. We got it. Bobby Dooley, who is the president of the Homeowners Association at Western Estates, ordered some barbecue meats that you were going to use at the Spookorama barbecue, correct?
Yeah, Spookorama barbecue is coming up in a couple of weeks. It's something that we celebrate around Halloween, and then we have Spookorama, you know.
Well, this Spookorama is when you break into homes.
I'm not going to debate this with you. What is your name again?
Spookorama is when you break into homes.
I don't want to debate.
Wait a minute. We're not going to debate that. We've been down the road with Spookorama. It's what they do. Apparently, the homeowners are okay with it. So let's just get to the barbecue. Now, you ordered these steaks.
We ordered, I'd say, about 50 pounds of steaks, chops, some seafood, some flounder, some swordfish steaks. They also, Mr. Flanagan, this business, Miles Flanagan's, Mr. Flanagan, as well as Bob Green's Meats and Greens, they advertise ceviche.
That's correct. We have shrimp cocktails, ceviche, things like that.
Right. So we ordered, I don't know how many quarts of ceviche. This was to be delivered to Western Estates. While I am talking with Steve, these gentlemen tell me that they're going away from the phone for a minute to talk over the specifics of the delivery.
Let me jump in just one thing. Why were you involved in this conversation, Bob?
Because I'm the one that facilitated. Get a load of this guy. He's talking.
Bob, it's a serious question.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Green knows Ms. Dooley from past interactions, and so they introduced us.
I introduced the two of them.
Okay, all right.
I know Bob Green from your show, Mr. Henry, and some Ted of Beverly Hills. I've never purchased anything from him. He's in Anaheim. But I understood that Bob Green's Greens and Meats, you know, was the way to go.
Okay, so Bob Green put you in touch with Miles Flanagan.
Well, basically, Bob and Miles both contacted me.
Yep, conference call.
I know, Steve. Sit down. They contacted me and conferenced me in.
All right, you guys are having this conference call about how much product you need for your Spookorama barbecue.
Yes, and they said, would you excuse us for a minute? We're going to go on hold and talk, try to iron out some details.
If I may, Phil.
Go ahead.
I was talking to Carolyn, my secretary, as to timetable, as to delivery, and because you are a friend of the Phil Henry Show and because you knew Ted Bell, And we considered you to be someone that we had an acquaintance with, Ms. Dooley. We were talking about expediting the delivery and taking it to Western Estates with what we call the Bob Green Express. And all that is we use a truck. It's got a picture of me on the side. I'm waving. We have a big sign that'll say, Bobby Dooley, it takes a load of...
Yeah, that was the part there. Bobby Dooley takes a load of the meat.
Well, all I heard was...
Yeah.
Okay, so all I heard of that... was you guys did not go on hold, and you say, we're going to be giving her a load of meat. And I heard Mr. Flanagan laugh.
Laughing because that was what we were talking about.
You guys really screwed this up.
Wait a minute. Hold on for a minute. We were talking about putting on the LED sign on the side of the truck that Bobby Dooley's going to take a load of my...
In retrospect, it wasn't very bright.
I heard this. We didn't see it.
Okay, so there was no truck there's been no delivery.
No, there's been no delivery. We're not scheduled to have the barbecue for a couple of weeks. And I can assure you, if I see a truck pull up in front of this place with an LED readout that says, Bobby Dooley taking a fresh load.
I want to apologize, Ms. Dooley.
I find it to be very unprofessional.
It's entirely sexist as well and insulting.
Yes, sexist. Unprofessional, and my husband, I had a hard time holding him back. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
hold you back? That's a funny one. Let's go back to licking your balls.
Hey, listen, guys, I'm going to hang up and let you guys work this out in a courtroom if you want to.
I'm sorry. Let you go back to licking my balls.
All right, everybody be quiet.
I'm sorry, Phil. We did not want this to go juvenile, but apparently it has. Right.
So as far as I can tell, what's been worked out here is... Bob, where are you?
I'm in the store right now. I'm sorry. I'm in the office.
That's pretty loud there.
Thank you. I know that. I'm in the bathtub, or at least I was trying to enjoy a tub, but I've been having to deal with all of this.
I understand, Ms. Dooley.
You want some hot water?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, hit me again, will you? Oh, God almighty, that feels good.
Hi, Ms. Dooley, if you don't mind, we want to continue talking to you. All right, so what I'm getting here now is the fact that you guys have, you understand that this was a mistake. Why did you want to go on the air with us?
I want it known, and I want your listeners to know, that Bob Green, who is a sponsor of yours, and Miles Flanagan, who also is in the wholesale business, was there on that phone talking about me taking a load.
Yes, talking about loading me.
Well, what's the difference?
There's a big difference, honey, between taking a load. Oh, my God, are you kidding me?
All right, okay, so he's talking about...
All right, well, I think we got it. Mr. Green, Mr. Flanagan, what have you got to say?
I want to apologize from the bottom of my heart to you, Ms. Dooley, and to you, Mr. Dooley, and everyone at Western Estates. Bob Green's Greens and Meats has always been about the freshest meats and greens. Has always been about the great grocery section that we have, our great deli section, and just the courtesy and the great service that we've delivered to our customers over the years. Back when we were Fraser Foods, and now it's Bob Green's Bean Meat. I'm sorry, I'm nervous. Bob Green's Green Meat.
Bob Green's Greens Meats and Greens.
Bob Green's Greens Meat and Greens.
No, Bob Green's Meats and... I'm sorry. I interrupted.
Yes, he did. I want to say I'm sorry, Ms. Dooley. What was meant by that was nothing, I can guarantee you, nothing perverse. There was no sexual intent. It was just a bad joke. I'll say it was a bad joke. It was a bad joke, and my husband got a hold of that. That was all I could do to hold him back.
What, from licking his balls?
I gotta tell you.
Okay, Mr. Green, I'm going to get rid of you. I'm going to get rid of Mr. Flanagan, and I'll just get on the line here with Ms. Dooley and just have Ms. Dooley wrap this up. I'm awfully sorry, Bobby.
Well, this is what I've been dealing with here with this man, Mr. Green, and talking about Steve. I made a joke just a moment ago about Steve.
It's not me licking my balls.
Okay, can we knock off with that?
I made a joke. These two jokers, this Miles Flanagan and Bob Green, picked it up. The point that I'm making here is I'm a married woman. I'm a mother of three sons, and I don't need these two monkeys down there at Bob Green's Meats and Greens. And I can only imagine what they do when the sun goes down.
And, all right, let's not turn this around and make it crude. You know, let's not turn this around and turn it into some kind of a juvenile back and forth.
I'm not. I'm dead serious. Whatever he and Miles Flanagan get up to when the sun goes down and there ain't no one around to talk about it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, okay, Bobby, thank you very much. So you accept their apologies?
What, are you pushing me off the air?
We don't need any more juvenile comments.
All right, I'm sorry. Yes, I accept their apologies, and we will expect that load. Here, Steve, I'll let my husband do this.
We do expect a load of their meat for our Spookorama barbecue, but the load of meat that we expect, they're going to deliver the load.
What, are they going to deliver the load to you?
You know what, General?
All right, if they're going to deliver a load of meat.
They can deliver a load of meat. And General Shaw, that was uncalled for.
Well, what are you talking about, Dooley?
I'm talking about how we expect Bob Green and Miles Flanagan to go ahead and bring me a load of meat. That sounded bad.
I'll do it. Jesus H. Christ.
Okay, Ms. Dooley, I think we got it all, and you just took the Lord's name, and a lot of people get pissed off about that.
You're kidding me. I'm talking to Phil Hendry, where we hear every kind of vulgarity, and you are upset about that.
We're trying to clean up the act around here, Bobby, if you don't mind.
All right, I'm sorry. I will just simply say I accept their apologies. We will expect... Yeah, okay, I'll say it. I expect a load of your meat, Miles, delivered to me for our Spookorama barbecue. That'll be coming...
Well, you did your best.
Yeah, Mr. Green, I think you did your best, but Ms. It is the Dooleys.
Yeah, it's the Dooleys, all right. Unreal. Now, I know that... what do you got?
Well, I got Bob Green and Miles Flanagan. They want to talk about something completely different.
What is this, the Bob Green and Miles Flanagan show?
They wanted to...
Now, they talked to me about this fella. It has to do with grievance that Miles Flanagan has with Bob Green. I'm not here to mediate all of their problems.
What is it?
It has to do with the Indigenous Peoples Day.
All right. All right. Hey, Bob.
Yeah, Phil. Listen, I did mean to apologize to Miles for something. It was originally a joke, but also I was upset about something. You there, Miles?
Yeah, I'm right here.
What happened was, Miles today was on the phone with me, and he said, "Happy Columbus Day," and I screamed at him, "It's not Happy Columbus Day. It's Indigenous Peoples Day. You blank, blank, blank."
Right. Well, I'll take it over.
Go ahead.
I took the phone call from Bob Green this morning. We were going to talk about this Dooley situation. And he said to me, I said, "Well, hey, Bob, good morning, Happy Columbus Day." And at the top of his lungs, this guy, Bob Green, who's no more than 5'6".
Okay, don't rub it in, pal.
I'm not rubbing it in. I'm just saying at the top of his lungs, he screamed down the phone, "It's Indigenous Peoples Day, you limey F, you know."
Oh, you're kidding, Bob.
I didn't mean it to sound as harsh as it sounded.
Well, it's, you know, you screamed at me. You said, "This is Indigenous Peoples Day. It's not Columbus Day, you limey F." And then you hung up, and then he calls back 5 minutes later laughing. And I just said it was not in good taste.
Well, why did you have to bring it up here on the show?
Because I wanted people to know that when it comes to these kinds of interactions with the public, Bob, your instincts are way off.
Okay, Bob, I got to agree with Bob on this one, though, Miles.
Why?
Because it really is just something between the two of you. You were kidding around, Bob?
Absolutely, I was kidding around.
Right. You calling me a limey F, you know what?
I didn't think it was going to be broadcast out over the air like this.
Why did you bring it up with us, Miles?
Because I want people to know the nature of this man. Everyone talking to me about delivering a load of meat, I'm going to take a load of Bobby Dooley's meat. If you want to get right down to it.
Whatever that means.
I'm basically taking a load of her meat, of her pissed off meat. I don't know.
Yeah, see, there you go. That's what happens in one of these, well, I didn't mean to say line.
Yeah, see that? That's on the tip of his tongue.
Let's not call people names, Bob, if you don't mind. So you called up. You called him.
I called Bob this morning. We're going to talk about the Dooley Order. I said, "Hey, Happy Columbus Day." And he goes, "It's Indigenous Peoples Day, you limey, F you," and you can spell the rest.
Oh, my God, Bob. What are you, just... You're just looking to shake people's day up?
I thought it would be funny just to say, "Hey, you limey, you..." I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're sorry. Ever since I started doing business with you, I've had problems. If it isn't somebody delivering a load of someone's meat, it's got you calling me up and calling me a limey this and that and screaming at me about it. There's always something going. Ever since, there's always a delivering a load of meat thing. It never ends with this. I've had more problems, Mr. Henry, and all it had to do with was delivering a load of meat.
I don't know. Originally, you thought it was pretty good that we differentiate those things.
I didn't know it was going to turn into a three-ring circus. You'll be able to take care of it with one phone call and say, "Look, let's not reference it as someone taking a load of meat." But you just keep stretching it out and stretching it out.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Bob, it seems to me that, yeah, you do. You just keep that. You love that running joke of taking a load of meat.
I don't take it. Let me tell you what.
Yeah, see this? What is it? You don't take a load of meat?
I don't take a load of anybody's meat, no.
This is what I'm talking about, Phil. This is what I'm talking about, Mr. Henry.
Okay, Bob, why don't you grow the hell up with this and forget it and get back to business and get back to good relations with Mr. Flanagan and Ms. Dooley and all the other customers?
Boy, I tell you what, I've never had anybody talk to me like that.
You gotta be kidding, Green. People have given you a lot of crap over the years because you deserve it.
I never had anybody talk to me on the air and tell me
not to keep taking a load of meat.
Yeah, see, there he is.
All right, I'm going to, you know, here's what we'll do. We'll just 86 both of you guys from the show from now until whenever. I don't care, Bob. You know, we have you on infrequently as a sponsor.
Yeah, there you are. You like my money, though. My money's good and green, isn't it?
I don't need your money, okay? We can cancel your advertising.
You threatened to cancel my advertising. You know.
Okay. Bud, get in touch with Hoagie and tell him we don't want the Bob Green account, and whatever we, you know, whatever time that we've promised him, we'll go ahead and air the commercials, but that's it.
Yeah, okay, you got it.
Wait a minute. Are you...
No, I'm not.
So you've canceled Bob Green?
Yes, I have.
Phil, that guy's been with you for over 20 years.
I don't care. I don't care at all. You know, this thing started out as Bobby Dooley takes a load of our meat, and then all of a sudden he's screaming at Miles Flanagan about...
Indigenous Peoples Day, and then he just seems to think he owns the place. And that Bob Green today.
Yeah, that was the news program that that we were supposed to carry.
I was told I was supposed to carry this Bob Green Today news show where he walks down the street in a pair of chaps with his ass hanging out. Oh, yeah, that was the news. Yeah, yeah, Bob Green delivers the news.
Yeah, along with a load of meat.
Okay, can we knock that crap off? Did you get in touch with him?
Yeah, I got him on the phone now. Hoagie, yeah. Yeah, we're going to cancel Bob Green. Yeah, outright, yeah. Yeah-huh, yeah-huh. Well, it seems that...
You talk to him in another room.
Sorry. Yeah, Hoagie.
Whew, man. What? I got Bob Green over here. Are you answering phones now?
Yes, as long as Bud is preoccupied, yes.
Well, all right, I'll take the call. God. Yeah, Bob.
Phil, I've called you to tell you two things, okay? When you canceled my advertising, I got so angry, I turned around and I walked right into a door, all right? And I've got a very severe swelling of my mouth as a result of that. Am I calling up to say to you, I'm sorry for offending you, but you made me happy to know that my mouth, I probably am going to lose a couple of teeth.
What happened to you, Bob?
You want me to go through it again?
Yes.
I got so angry after Phil hung the phone up on me, I turned around real fast and I ran into a door.
You did this once before at our show, didn't you?
No, I did not do that once before.
Oh, I heard you. No, you had been in a wrestling match or someone had strangled you or something?
That's right. Yeah, one of my customers because of coronavirus.
All right, Bob. I accept your apologies. Yeah, we would like to keep you as an advertiser. You sound bad.
That's right. I should go to a doctor, shouldn't I?
It sounds like it.
But I've held off going to the doctor that does tell you how sorry I am, even if I lose a teeth, even if I lose teeth, even if I have to take stitches up my mouth. I just want you to know.
What'd you just say?
I'm talking to Kelly, my secretary.
Okay. Bob, you better get to the doctor.
I'm at the doctor. I just got back on top of my mouth.
You got a bag of ice in your mouth?
You make me sound like I'm a 24-karat dipshit. And I can tell.
All right, great. Bob Green's back on the air. He ran into a door, messed up his mouth. How's Miles Flanagan?
I don't know.
Can we get him on the phone?
I guess we could.
I don't know. Is he? Where, he's just in his office, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Miles, Phil Hendry.
Yeah, Phil. You know what happened to me? I bit my tongue.
You bit your tongue. Bob Green ran into a door.
Well, I saw him run into the door, and I bit my tongue. Because I was laughing a lot.
I wonder if Bobby Dooley's okay. Okay, thanks, Miles.
Well, what are you trying to do?
Get Bobby Dooley on the phone.
What?
Get Bobby Dooley on the phone.
Well, Phil, what is this, some kind of a joke?
Yes, it is. It's starting to be really funny to me. What happened? You sound...
What happened was, I tripped and my chin hit the tub when I heard Bob Green say I'd take a load of meat.
Yeah, my wife tripped and their chin hit the tub, Mr. Henry. She got a bag of ice on her mouth. She's going to have to go to the doctor in the morning.
Well, no, I'm going to go to urgent care.
Well, take her to urgent care.
That sounds like a pretty serious injury, Bobby.
I'm okay. That's why I do do it. That's why I do do it.
Bobby, what exactly happened?
I tripped and my chin hit the tub when I heard him say, take a load of my meat.
When the guy said, take a load of my meat, my wife looked at me, laughed, and then tripped, and her chin hit the tub.
Bobby, be more careful in the future. Do you realize that you, Miles Flanagan, and Bob Green, all three of you guys, suffered injuries to your mouths as the result of doing this show?
Well, I don't know what's other injury. What were they doing, sucking each other's dick or something?
Would you edit that out, please?
Yes, sir.
Unreal.
Well, Phil, this is what you get when you invite those three gibbering, hopping, and skipping chimps onto your show. Onto your show.
I don't even know what business did we get done here.
Yeah, first of all, you cooled it out between Bobby Dooley and Miles Flanagan.
Yes.
All right, we cooled out Bobby Dooley being upset because Miles Flanagan and Bob Green said that she was taking a load of their meat. They were supposed to be on hold and they weren't. Then we had a fist fight, not a fist fight, we had a...
We had the fight between Bob Green and Miles Flanagan about it being Indigenous Peoples Day. Yeah, and then the three of them suffered mouth injuries when they got upset and ran into doors, tubs, or whatever the hell.
I think Miles Flanagan bit his tongue.
Yeah, that's it.
Just said fuck. And so did you.
So did you, bud.
That's right.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
You just said shit.
That's right. What about it?